Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Pele Yoitz, a new topic, a new Ois, in Shin 212, Ois Gimel, the topic of Geula, the final redemption. Before we begin, I want to thank Meir and Rhonda Lifshitz for sponsoring today's learning at the first day of his Medrash, in memory of their son, Avigdor Chai Avram, Ben Meir Tzvi, Avram Lifshitz, his neshama should have an aliyah. Amen. The Pele Yoitz now turns his attention to Geula. Geula, Hasida, how we, in our everyday life, should be turning our attention to Geula, Hasida, to thoughts, to thinking about the final redemption. Says the Pele Yoitz, Geula tiyeh lanu b'meher b'yameinu amein. So he doesn't end, but he begins with how people end. And he says, the redemption, the Geula, should come speedily in our days. That's how he starts. Kein tzorech lahamin b'emunah shleima. And this is the belief, this is the attitude, this is the approach we have to believe and live our lives with every single day. Kein tzorich lehamin be'emuna shelema. V'zeh mi'ikri hadas. And this is of the fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit. V'achas min ha'sheila sheshol l'yoyim adin. And this is one of the questions will be asked in the day of judgment. V'yoyim adin. As we learned the Gemara on the Aflamet Aleph, Aflamet Aleph in Shabbos, not too long ago, here at the first service Medrash. Then when the person gets to Shemayim, he's going to ask this question. See, peace of the Yeshua. Did you wait in anticipation for Mashiach to come? For the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt? For the ultimate salvation? He says, as we'll discuss more in the topic later on in Sefer, by Ois Tzadi of Tzipoy, hope. Misimnei ha'maimin u'metzapel Yeshua hu, among the signs of a true maimin, of a person who is a real believer, and one who really hopes for the redemption to come, shall kol davar shemedaber l'merochik omor yoyimah HaKadosh Baruch Hu yatzmiach keren Yeshua mikoydem. The Pele Yoitz tells us you want to know of a simen, a sign, as to whether or not a person is a real maimin in Tzipisa Yeshua, that he yearns and he believes that Mashiach can come any given day. And he says, because when a person is talking about something that will occur in the future, he adds the following words. Omar Yoimar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzmiach Keren Yeshua Mikoidem. He says that Hashem, may Hashem cause the situation to be that our salvation should come and flourish before that time comes and time arrives. In other words, like this. Imagine a person is planning on buying a house in 4 months' time. And when he talks about buying that house, he says, they're going under contract. He has to do some renovations. He has to put in the kitchen. He has to do this and that. He says, Mashiach should come before this. This is a simon, says the Pele Yoitz, that he's a tzipisa Yeshua type of yid. V'chein shelo yivne botim rabim chazokim v'aliyas muravachim mitziyurim b'pturei yitzitzim v'eretz nachriya. This is a difficult one to swallow for some people now. He says people who really believe and live their lives, the Mashiach could come today. They don't build these extravagant monstrosities. these unnecessary buildings of structures to live in. Some people have the foyer as large as some people's homes. He says, what are you doing this for? You know, the Chavetz Chaim had his house, which was bare. Not just because he couldn't afford too much, because he was a person, not just did he write the Sefer Tzipisi L'Yeshua, but he lived his life Tzipisi L'Yeshua. What do I need it for? You know, I'm going to tell you something. When a person lives his life with his mindset of Tzipisi L'Yeshua, and then Rachman L'Tzlan L'Yaleinu, if something happens and it doesn't go the way we want it to go, but we look at this world as the praise door, as the hallway. It's time's going by. It's not the Iker. It's the Tafel. So he's able to deal with the situation much in a much better way. But if a person looks at this world as the Iker, then he's got big problems. Because then when those situations happen, his whole life is how am I going to deal with this? Because he looks at Olam Hazeh as the Iker. Kimishu nochoin liboy batuach yoishim and sabim de yoim be yoim. Kikorov yoim Hashem shikabitz nedochov. Because a person who really believes and he lives his life in anticipation each and every day, the Mashiach will come. That the day is near when Hashem will gather in. And then we'll go up to Har Hashem, to the base of Mikdash. Such a person, lo yikba di rosay diro no ba'oritz hatmeya. Such a person who really believes he's mitzapil Yeshua, he will not build himself and settle in places of extravagance. Umagam ki yomeinu kitzel oiver, especially since our days, like we just mentioned, are compared to tzel oiver, like a fleeting shadow. A shadow is nothing. You're walking down the street, you see the shadow, and what do the children do? Ah, I'm stepping on you. They step on the shadow. Then, you know, you play the game, you move away a little, and then the children try to jump again on you. You turn the corner, the shadow's gone. The cloud comes, the sun's covered up, the shadow's gone. V'gam ki yameinu kitzel oiver, and that's the days of our life. V'geirim anachnu b'olam hazeh. We are geirim. This is not where we live. We're geirim anachnu b'olam hazeh. When a person realizes that he's just a geir, he's just passing through, he's not going to build these extravagant places to live and spend his time in the gashmius, because he realizes that's not what I'm here for. And this, says the Pelioids, is a simin ladavar. Is a person mitzapel Yeshua? Well, let's see, how is he living his life? Is he living his life with gashmius and gashmius and gashmius? It's never enough? It's hard to say, says the Pelioids, that person is a really mitzapel Yeshua. We'll continue Mitzvah next time.